दिखते हैं और जमाल वाशिंगटन, JAMARIO WASHINGTON, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 1994. Currently, the patient reports pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, and is able to walk reasonably well. Pain level, residual pain level is around 6 to 7 in the neck, mid back, and lower back, and pain in the right knee is around 5. He can walk several blocks without any issues. He's doing physical therapy as well as chiropractic treatment together, and he's trying conservative treatment. The MRIs that were done subsequent to this accident were found positive for herniated disc at C4-5 and bulging disc at L5-S1 with herniated disc and facet arthropathy at L3-4, L4-5. Lumbar epidural steroid injections and surgical epidural steroid injections were advised. The patient refused to have those injections and he doesn't want any injection treatments. He also was found to have a knee joint effusion in the left knee, and no other issue was found, and an injection to the left knee with the steroid and morphine was advised but was not done due to the lack of consent. Patient also doesn't want to see any surgeon. He's tried physical therapy since the time of accident, which is 4/21/2022. Patient wants to continue medication and therapy and chiropractic treatment. And only one lumbar epidural injection was done on 11/7, which brought in some relief to the tune of 60%. And patient has signed an affidavit for not wanting to have any treatment with the injections, lumbar epidural and cervical epidural. The pain level according to him is 7 to 10 and ADLs are affected 9 according to the patient, and patient reports 10% to 20% improvement in the pain, and also the ADLs that he reports affected are general activity, mood, walking ability and work affected 8, sleep is affected 7. Relationship with other people is affected 6. In the neurology and psych, patient reports no symptoms at all. There is no headache, no dizziness, vertigo, visual disturbance, memory problem, balance problem, no issues, no concentration, focus problem. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and lower back stiffness, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back, and some pain in the knee and elbow is reported. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other trouble. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, or any other issue. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath, or any other issues are reported. The last 30 days patient reports that his pains have improved and moderately, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, oscillation, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol, Naproxen, and Norco. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 125/91, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit. This 16/2023, dictation number 0115-005, along with diagnosis plan. Well, the patient has been advised about the benefits of the steroid treatment with injections. He doesn't want it, and he wants to continue physical therapy. Once a week, physical therapy has been ordered. A PT evaluation has not been received, nor a recertification from the therapist certifying for more therapy has been received, and so his therapy will be discontinued. Patient is provided a light-duty jog, 7 hours, 7 days, 10 pounds lifting limit with intermittent rest. Patient should wear his ACE bandage and knee brace, as well as a cane. He is provided with Tylenol codeine number 3, once a day, 20 tablets only, for pain here and there whenever it bothers him. No other treatments are advised. He will continue his chiropractic treatment and local heat. He can use lidocaine ointment and also other gels. And at this time, patient is fairly stable. He was, as you know, was injured almost like a year ago, 3/8/2022. Thank you.